You're listening to SBS News.
White House officials are reporting Russian President Vladimir Putin was misled by advisors who were too scared to tell him how poorly the war in Ukraine is going and how damaging Western sanctions have been. The Russian military invasion last month has been halted on many fronts by stiff resistance from Ukrainian forces who have recaptured territory even as civilians are trapped in besieged cities. White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield says there's tension between Mr. Putin and his military.
Of course, we have information that Putin felt misled by the Russian military, which has resulted in persistent tension between Putin and his military leadership. We believe that Putin is being misinformed by his advisors about how badly the Russian military is performing and how the Russian economy is being crippled by sanctions because his senior advisors are too afraid to tell him the truth. So it is increasingly clear that Putin's war has been a strategic blunder that has left Russia weaker over the long term and increasingly isolated on the world stage.
The Kremlin made no immediate comment about the assertions, and the Russian embassy in Washington, D.C. has not replied as yet to a request for comment. Ms. Bedingfield also says now is clearly not the time to scheme with President Putin when asked about former President Donald Trump's calling on the Russian president to release information about Hunter Biden, the son of President Joe Biden.
What kind of American, let alone an ex-president, thinks that this is the right time to enter into a scheme with Vladimir Putin and brag about his connections to Vladimir Putin? There is only one, and it's Donald Trump.
At the Pentagon, spokesperson John Kirby says Russia has started to reposition less than 20% of its forces under Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, but cautioned Russia was expected to redeploy them and not bring the forces home.
If the Russians are serious about de-escalating, because that's their claim here, then they should send them home. But they're not doing that, at least not yet. So that's not what we're seeing. And I don't know, you know, our assessment would be, as we said yesterday, that that they're going to refit these troops, resupply them, and then probably employ them elsewhere in Ukraine.
Mr. Kirby says that some Russian forces may have already moved into Belarus as opposed to their home garrisons. Russia's defense ministry confirmed on Wednesday that Moscow's troops in the Ukrainian cities of Kyiv and Chernihiv were being redeployed. Chief spokesperson Igor Konashenkov says this was in order to increase military activity in priority destinations and, most importantly, complete the operation to fully liberate the Donbas. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, however, says peace talks with Ukraine in Istanbul have seen a positive advance forward. Speaking during a trip to China, Mr. Lavrov says that Ukraine's willingness to accept neutrality and look outside NATO for security represents significant progress.
We estimate the results of the talk that took place yesterday in Istanbul as a positive advance forward. This is not the end result yet, but the fact that Ukrainian negotiators acknowledge the necessity for a non-nuclear, non-bloc status for Ukraine, acknowledge the necessity to guarantee their security outside the framework of the North Atlantic Alliance, I consider to be substantial progress, just like I consider as progress Ukrainian colleagues understanding that the questions of Crimea and Donbass have gotten a final solution.
This comes as President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked U.S. President Joe Biden in a video statement for an additional $500 million in aid. Mr. Zelensky warned against believing flowery words during his country's negotiations with the Kremlin and that the Ukrainian military are expecting more Russian troops to attack the Donbas region. The Ukrainian president will address the Australian Parliament on Thursday afternoon. Mr. Zelensky says the diplomatic front is key for his country's fight against the Kremlin's invasion.
I've signed the first decree recalling Ukraine's ambassadors to Morocco and Georgia. With all respect, if there are no weapons, no sanctions, no restrictions on Russian business, please look for another job.
Meanwhile, here in Australia, the federal government has flagged further aid for Ukraine ahead of President Zelensky addressing Australia's parliament. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia will continue to provide strong support to Ukraine, having already sent more than $150 million in humanitarian aid, lethal and non-lethal equipment. Mr. Morrison has told SBS News he stands ready to provide even more support to Ukraine. Meanwhile, rescue workers continued working in the debris of Mykolaiv's regional government building on Wednesday, searching for survivors and victims of an attack that hit the city the day before. At least 15 people died and 40 were injured when the building was seriously damaged by the strike. And up to 300 people are estimated to have been killed this week in the Ukrainian town of Irpin on the outskirts of Kyiv. Ukrainian emergency services released footage on Wednesday showing rescuers collecting dead bodies from Irpin after Russian forces were driven back by Ukrainian troops. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.